so excited. I have Julia here, and she plays Nina, the little kid villain on the JT. Hey! Welcome to Success with Jess. I'm so happy you're here today.
I am beyond ecstatic to be here.
Thank you. For those of you that don't know who this is Julia, and she plays Nina in the J Team. She's the nice girl that plays the mean girl. But, I mean, I'm so happy. We're going to talk all things J Team here with Julia today. But first, we're going to talk about some things that have been going on in my life. Okay. JoJo has had Dancing with the Stars rehearsal, you guys. She's loving it. It's like so cool to see her kind of almost going to dance class every day. Uh-huh. And she likes to be early, but it's like a private lesson, you know, so it's like one-on-one. So I'm like, JoJo, you have to be like 5 minutes late because you have to give the teacher a minute to get in the door, put her bag down, turn the music on, you know, and she's like, okay.
Just get there and park and sit in your car.
Yeah.
And then just 5 minutes late.
And just let the teacher, but she's so excited. She cleaned out a whole area in her closet and put like all her like rehearsal outfits.
Oh, yes. That's so exciting.
Yes. So exciting. And you know what? We just have to talk about CO's Dance Pop Revolution a little bit because it's getting closer and closer. I'm getting so excited, but I don't feel like we've ever talked about Studio Siwa on here.
Studio Siwa is like Disneyland.
It is. Ew.
It just is.
Because you were just there.
I was just there and I'm obsessed.
Thank you so much.
It is colorful. It is huge. It is sparkly and happy and just, oh my God.
Thank you.
Incredible job decorating.
I'm so excited for it.
Thank you. Amazing.
I'm ready for the world to see it. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait. And that was like one of the things that I was so excited for. It's so big.
It's so big.
Uh-huh. And there's
no poles
in the way.
No poles. Like, yeah.
Uh-huh. And like we got literally the best dance floor because I've had a lot of dance studios in my life and I've always had to kind of just like go with it. But this time I was like, I'm getting the best floors. Mm-hmm. I'm getting mirrors that are like floor to ceiling. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me so happy when I
And there's like
there.
The natural and light then, coming oh, in. It's so
it.
Nice.
I just love it. Yeah, I love it so much. And did you see like the big acrylic table like in the waiting room? Did you see that? With like the black chairs.
Yes.
My favorite table in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love the costumes. A good work table. I literally just stared at the costumes like, how you bedazzle all of those.
Miranda. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Thank you.
They're amazing.
Miranda's like the rhinestone captain. Whoop, whoop. Costumes would come in the mail. Miranda would like get them out, lay them out. What do you want?
And we're then doing this.
We're doing this.
Yeah.
And people don't know, like we would get costumes on maybe Wednesday. And we would have to have them done by Friday. You know, so like so much.
And
like,
sometimes it was 11.
Not 11.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it would be all hands on deck too. Constantly.
Yes. We'd be like straight lines. Jaden and Tom,
oh
you
my
can
gosh, conveyor belt. Just go down the line.
11:30 at night. Guys, straight line. It's not that hard.
I'm like, big stones everywhere, guys. It doesn't even matter. They just need to sparkle. So many rhinestones. Oh, my gosh. So many rhinestones.
When's the premiere date?
It's in November. Okay. Early November.
On Peacock. Excited.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited for you to see it. It's like good dancing, good singing. Yeah. It is like Mickey Mouse Club meets Star Search meets like.
What's the premise of the show?
The premise of the show is JoJo and I created a girl group.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh
so
my gosh.
We did this whole, only in the USA, but like big nationwide casting. Mm-hmm. And we narrowed it down to 22 kids. We brought them to LA for a final audition. And then we took 11 for the TV show.
Wow.
And then we eliminated some. And then we end up with a certain number. And we made a girl group. And you guys, so good.
I'm so excited.
So good. The kids are unreal talented. It's so good. But yes, in November on Peacock. So it's like we have the J Team. You know, like we're still on the J Team honeymoon right now. And then we're going to transition into Dancing with the Stars a little bit. And then we're going to transition into the CWA's Dance Pop Revolution. And then we transition into tour. Like that's
when do you sleep?
I know. It's so bad. Julia, the other day I was like, I'm going to sleep till 11 o'clock. And then I woke up and it was 3 o'clock and I was like, wow. But I felt good after
you
that.
You needed it. Yeah.
I needed it. I feel like I had had a headache for like 2 weeks. And I think I was just super.
I'm not allowed to feel tired after hearing your schedule.
No, because everyone's is relevant. You know, like everyone.
No. I don't. It's not valid to feel tired after like hearing how hard you guys work.
But think about like when you were on set. You had all those long hours.
Yeah.
And then even like your mom probably was like, I don't want to feel tired, but you're still tired. Like,
oh yeah. No, yeah. For sure. But it's hard. It's amazing. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So we went to the Sugar Factory last night.
Oh, fun.
Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Oh my gosh. It is so magical. Like,
it is so good too.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah. Ooh. I had some friends in from out of town and mm-hmm. I had some little girls and I'd never met them before. And I was like, what is the most fun, magical place I could take them to?
Oh,
Sugar Factory.
Yeah. And a place with goblets.
Oh my God. So good.
Full of candy and dry ice. Yes. And it's just magical. Yes. And they have my favorite thing. And sometimes they're out of them, but last night they weren't. They have rainbow sliders.
Yeah, I've seen those.
So adorable.
Yeah.
Yes, they bring them to your table and they're on like this long skinny plate and it's like red, yellow, blue, purple, and green. And today, it's so embarrassing, I was like water picking my teeth. And I go, why are there all these like purple fuzzies?
That is disgusting, but that is hilarious.
It was purple slider buns. It was
the food dude should appreciate that.
Well, yes. I appreciate, but I think it's disgusting and hilarious at the same time.
It's just real. I mean, I'm like, people want to know like what my real life is like. That's me.
She's eating purple sliders.
Y'all. You're eating purple sliders, y'all. Yes. And I had a strawberry margarita.
Ooh.
It was really good. And it had,
how was
like,
that?
Strawberry gummies in it. It was good. I gotta say, I do like the peach one better though. There. So if you're going there and you're deciding between the fuzzy peach one or the strawberry one, get the peach one. It's way better. But all their drinks have like candy in them and it's so fun.
They are delicious.
Yeah.
Was it anyone's birthday while you were there? Like, did you get to see the waiters and waitresses dancing?
The good one was our waiter.
Yeah.
The best one. Yes. And all night he was like, I got you guys at the end. I got you guys.
Oh,
and he brought this huge sundae to our table. Played two songs for the girls, danced, and then they were having so much fun. He came back out with a candle and stuck it back in the sundae and did another song with them. Like, and I think it was everyone's birthday there because they did like 50 dances.
Yes, and they get down. This is not like Applebee's where you're just clapping.
You're like, happy, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Not that at all.
No. It is like down. And down. Yeah. And it's like
they're doing the
it.
JoJo jam too.
Yes, they are into it. Yes.
That's amazing.
All right. So, Julia, are you ready to talk all things J-Team?
I am so ready.
All right, let's do it. I want to talk all things Julia today and J-Team. So, Julia, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm so excited for you to be here. You're the first person that gets to use our sparkly microphone.
I'm honored.
Yes.
I'm honored.
You're breaking it in. It might still be wet.
Oh, did you bedazzle it?
Yeah, I did like literally like 20 minutes ago.
I am obsessed. Amazing.
Thank you so much. So, Julia, I want to hear everything about you before the J-Team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like about like your training, about stuff like that. So I'm just going to sit here and listen and you just tell us all things pre-J-Team.
Cool.
Okay.
So I am a musical theater kid through and through. I came out of the womb just dancing and acting and singing. And my parents, not being in the industry, were like, what do we do with this kid? He won't shut up. And so they're absolutely supportive. And so they put me in a community theater and I just fell in love. And from that point on, I just kept doing theater and the passion just grew from there. And so I've done 4 professional shows and that was the biggest dream. And my dream in life is to be on Broadway. So I'm like Broadway theater just running through my blood.
What's your favorite Broadway show?
Oh, that's like asking me. Oh my gosh.
Top five.
Children of Eden, which isn't very common. Memphis, Ragtime. These are like the classics.
Yeah, I love Ragtime.
Miss Saigon. Yes. So good. Waitress is great. I mean, Hamilton, obviously. Beetlejuice. There's just so many. I just like them all.
Yes, I like them all.
Okay. Yeah. And then I started getting into hip hop because I saw Guy Groove's videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so the ALDC videos are the ones that really kind of opened my eyes to hip hop. And I was like, I'm a musical theater kid. What is this? This is cool.
Yeah.
And so I started training in LA and I just found this huge passion for hip hop and kind of like commercial dance. And so I got a dance agent and I started auditioning for dance projects. And so I danced on a Netflix show called Dead to Me, which was super cool.
Yeah.
And I also started writing my own songs. I have a song out on iTunes called My Place.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, we're going to have to search it.
And just kind of like exploring all aspects and then kind of backtracking a little bit. When I was 12, I did a community theater production that partnered with a theater company for people with special needs.
Okay.
And
okay.
So I became a mentor to someone with special needs. And 8 years later, now we're here. I'm currently choreographing a production of Willy Wonka for the Special Needs Theater Group, Always on Stage. And that's a huge part of my life. Yeah. They're like my family. And so I'm a huge special needs advocate for, you know, people to be involved in the arts and awesome. Really, really special to me.
Yeah.
Were
you born here in California?
Mm-hmm. Thousand Oaks. Okay.
Thousand Oaks.
Yep.
California girl.
Yes.
Right. Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you hear about the J-Team audition? Let's mm-hmm. start there.
Well, I kind of want to backtrack even
okay.
more
okay.
because I have admired JoJo and your family for so long.
Thank you.
And so this, I'm a huge manifester. I love like okay. the law of attraction. Uh-huh. So I just have to share this story.
Yeah, Miranda, right?
Oh yeah, no.
Fully there.
Fully, yeah. So when you hear this story, your mind's going to be blown.
All right, I'm ready.
So in 2019, I went to Guy Grieve's class.
Yeah.
And so did JoJo. And we ended up dancing together in a group. And okay. then I saw her again in another one of his classes. And I took a photo with her as a fan. And I have that photo, and every time I look at
we're
it,
gonna play it right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. It's, we both look like babies, but uh-huh. it's wild. So every year I customize my calendar and I just look through my camera roll and find photos that really inspire me. So I'm looking through my camera roll to find photos for my 2020 calendar.
Uh-huh.
And I see the photo with JoJo and I was like, oh my God, she really inspires me. So I put that photo on my calendar for December and I booked the movie in December.
I just got like a chill. Yeah.
Is that not so crazy?
That is insane.
It's crazy. Yeah. And it's like, it's crazy. And yeah. I remember I was getting down to like the final rounds of auditions and I was putting the chemistry on my calendar and I see the photo with her and I just was like, this is the universe saying this is meant to happen.
Place.
So
yeah.
Is that not just crazy?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's so good. And I would want someone to be a part of this movie
yeah.
that is like
yeah.
truly
yes.
in it with all
yes.
of their heart, mind,
yes.
and everything they are. Like
yeah.
that's so incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. So this project has from the initial audition where it didn't even say JoJo's name, it uh-huh. said Nickelodeon, it said Sparkle, and I said, this is JoJo. I mean, come on, come on. In the script, it said Coco, uh-huh. but I was like, really?
Good
no,
one,
yeah.
Good one.
I mean.
Funny note, we had a meeting with somebody that wanted to work on the project mm-hmm. and they kept calling it Coco. And we didn't know they had switched it. And we were so
we're
annoyed
like,
because they kept calling JoJo Coco. We didn't fire them.
Yes. Like you do know that's not her name.
Oh, no. It was so funny. We're
that
like,
is too good.
Coco? Like, just, yeah, but we didn't know they did
that's
that.
That's funny.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
No, I was like, this is Joe. Oh. This is the project, yeah.
This is the one.
So I really yeah. knew from the initial audition email that I was like, this is happening.
This is happening, yeah. yeah. So
yeah.
you get the email,
mm-hmm.
and then you read, and it's like Zoom time now, so it's probably mm-hmm. wasn't even in person. So
no.
you sent in a video.
I sent in a video, and I initially auditioned for the Rubies.
Oh.
Oh yeah, no, this story is also crazy.
Okay,
so
I
get the initial audition email and it's for both Rubies and
uh-huh.
I fell in love with the characters. I was like, are you kidding me? This
yeah.
is this is just me. I love it so
yeah.
much. And so
you're such like a good girl, I feel like. It's so ironic you play the mean girl.
Yeah, so we rented out studio space. I uh-huh. choreographed a little routine. We went and filmed the dance. My mom remembers very clearly. And I coached with a few different coaches and I sent the tape in and I really knew in my gut that it was going to, it's crazy because you never really know, right?
Right.
But deep down in your gut, when mm-hmm. it's the right project, you kind of do know.
You know, yeah.
And so I just let it go because I knew if it was meant to be mine, it would happen. And so a week later, I get an email that I'm going to have a work session with casting. So that was amazing. Jenny and Monica are the coolest. And so I did that for both Rubies. The following week was a producer session with Michael. And that was incredible. I had so much fun. And then I had a chemistry read with JoJo. And then I was down to just Ruby D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So I read with JoJo and Carrington.
I remember that.
Was reading
okay.
for Ruby M.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I wanted this more than life itself. Like, I can't even explain. And then I didn't get it. And I was devastated. I mean, like, we don't need to go there, but I was really, really sad. So 2 days later, I'm walking out of Albertsons holding like chips and a thing of sushi because my friend and I are going to go on a picnic because she's like, Julia, you got to like get out of bed. Aww. I was so, like
you were so sad.
I was so, I mean, it really hurts when you want something with your entire being and then it's kind of like, here, nope, you know?
Yeah.
So, so I'm walking out of Albertsons and my manager calls and she goes, where are you? And I said, the parking lot of Albertsons. And then she said, this is crazy. She goes, in 30 minutes, you have a Zoom with casting for a different role. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
It's so crazy. And so, okay. And so I got in the car. My parents had no idea what was going on. Oh, I set up my self-tape area. I had never heard of Nina. I print out the scripts. All of a sudden, I just did a Zoom session with the casting directors for a different role.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
The next day, I had a producer session with Michael. And then 3 days later, I got the part.
So good.
That is insane.
Wow.
It was a whirlwind.
Unreal. And I have to say, like, the part was perfect for you.
Thank you.
Yes. Like, so good. Like, I can't even. You crushed it.
Thank
like,
you.
So good. And it's just, it's like, even when you're not speaking, your little like eyebrows, like, everything is so good. Oh.
Thank you.
And you have the best line of the movie. You know that, right?
Thank you.
You know which one it is, right?
Thank you.
I do not like
Lena JoJo. It was just so much fun.
I want to know, do you like glitter?
You know what? I was raised with no glitter because it made a mess. Uh-huh. My mom is laughing because she knows it's true. You know it's true.
You can yeah.
I'm not lying. Yeah, I'm not lying.
Yeah. No, it stayed at preschool. Because
it's... It stayed at preschool. It got car in the carpet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I wasn't raised with glitter, but now I love it.
Now I love it.
I was raised with sparkle, but not with glitter that got in the carpet.
So you didn't like glitter because it got in the carpet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Outside or at a friend's house and it got in their carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you have the classic line in the big movie.
I know.
About glitter.
I know. Yes. Yeah.
So did your mom ever say, I do not like glitter, Julia?
My dad says it all the time. He does. Yeah. He does.
So good. So good. So you found out you made it. And then when did you find out? In December, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to go to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And we all had to quarantine.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what your quarantine was like. So you quarantined with your mom in Canada.
We did. Yes. We did.
So did they tell you you could bring your mom? Like, did they tell you you could bring a plus one? Or what was that
We didn't
situation?
Know at first.
Okay.
So at first we're like, I might be going away for 2 months by myself. Yeah. We don't know. But luckily my mom was able to come.
Good.
Which
okay.
I can't imagine the experience without her.
No.
So
I was so happy when I saw everyone at the airport and they all had a mom.
Yeah. Like, yes. Yeah, we were okay. too. We were yeah. too. But funny story. So we arrived at the airport and I saw Kiara, who I had just done a movie with. We did The Prom together. And we not only like we're both in the movie, we shared a trailer.
Oh my gosh.
So when I saw her at the airport, we were both just like, what? Yeah. And it was 4 a.m. So we're like, are we seeing this right? I mean, yeah. But quarantine, honestly, probably should have been harder for me. It was great.
Was it great?
It was great. I mean, we had our 7 a.m. Zoom rehearsals, which honestly were really nice because it kind of got me up in the morning and it was just fun to start learning the choreography.
So you thought that was really nice.
Oh, I loved it.
And JoJo and I are like, 7 a.m. Oh, really?
Well, listen, I wasn't thrilled that it was 7 a.m., but it was great to learn the choreography and get that kind of like weight off my shoulders a little bit. Because then when we got to rehearsal, everyone knew it. So I was like, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and Heather and Joe are phenomenal.
In your like living room,
in our living room,
in your living room,
doing one chance, like trying to sprint across. I mean, you probably remember seeing that. You're like, oh my god!
And then did they deliver a mop to your room?
No, because I wasn't in that.
Oh, you were in that.
Yeah,
okay.
No, but it was so funny because Joe, our assistant choreographer, would lead yoga in the morning. So my mom would like be on the other side of the camera, following along with the yoga.
These are so good. JoJo and I were like, text us when yoga's over. We'll be there. We are not doing yoga.
My mom was like doing, because my mom loves to workout. So she was doing all of the, and she was using the dumbbells that they deliver. She was using them a little more than I did. God, I'm going to expose myself here. Yeah, but my mom would also try to run a mile in the hotel room every day. And this was crazy. But she would literally run around the entire hotel until her phone said a mile.
Oh my gosh.
Just down the little hall and back. You guys did
good.
No, it wasn't me. It was her. It wasn't me. She was going insane. I was living my best life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch a lot of TV or did you play games or?
My mom did puzzles by herself. I don't know. I don't really do games. I read the script a bunch. We did a group FaceTime with JoJo, Kiara, Karen, and I that one time. That was really fun to get to know each other a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I ordered some takeout. That was nice.
Yeah.
It was just great. I practiced the dances a ton. It was fun.
So you didn't mind it.
I loved it. I could do it for 2 more weeks. Well, I shouldn't say that. But I really, it was great.
Good. JoJo moved a table in her bedroom and broke it. It fell. It had glass on the top. It shattered everywhere.
Oh, no.
And so we had to call them to bring up a vacuum cleaner to clean up the glass. Then she ordered this TV because she didn't like the TV in the room. That was like as big as you can even think. And so the bellman's delivering it. And he's like, what are you guys doing in here? And I'm like, you don't want to
know.
I'm like, we're going stir crazy.
Well, we couldn't even go into the hallway.
No. It was awful.
It was crazy.
And then we had a domestic dispute next door to us.
Oh my God.
And it got loud and it got in the hallway and it was like crazy scary. And I was like, you guys need to move our room. Like, I don't want to be by this. And they couldn't because of quarantine. And then the next day, water started dripping like from ceilings. So we had to move rooms.
Are you kidding me? So you did move rooms.
We had to move. Yeah. There was water everywhere. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. So you didn't get the flood.
We didn't get the flood. But it was funny because when the COVID person would come to to do our COVID, I'm like, another human being besides my mom. How are you? How's your day? And like, I'm just coming to take your COVID test and leave.
I know. Yeah. It was so nice to see people. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited to go shopping downtown.
Oh.
And then they moved us. Like to the suburbs.
I know we did. I know. Yeah. No, but wasn't it weird? Like the first day out of quarantine, and you're like, oh my God, there's like human beings.
Like I just got out of jail or like the hospital or something.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Yeah. Discombobulated.
Really, really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did it.
Mm-hmm. We did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy. Did you like rehearsing in quarantine or would you rather have rehearsed at like a studio? And like been like, because to me, the whole like movie thing is not typical. Because a lot of it was in quarantine. So would you rather been at the studio with everyone or was it kind of different fun being in the hotel room with your mom and rehearsing?
I got so close to all of the cast. Mm-hmm. So obviously I would have loved to spend more time with them.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool to like be by myself learning the dances because the rest of the day I just spent cleaning them and really focusing on them. And then we got to in-person rehearsal and we all knew what we were doing. It was just putting it together.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. You know, I really would have loved to spend more time with the dancers because they were so awesome.
Yeah.
I felt so bad
for you guys actually like learning it all in quarantine.
Oh.
And I was like, I wish I could just be together and be in a studio. Yeah. But
we did get that for 2 weeks though. So we cherished that time.
You did.
But
yes.
You know, given the circumstance of COVID, I'm just so grateful that it all happened.
We filmed a movie.
Crazy. Yeah. I can't process it.
Yeah.
In the thick of it, too. Like back in January and February.
And we didn't have one COVID scare on set.
Nope.
That was unreal to me how good that was. Yeah.
Everybody stayed so safe.
Yeah. Everybody went home at night, back to the room. Mm-hmm. Like no funny stuff. So we got really, really lucky.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I want to hear first day. So practice is over. Yeah. All that's over. You're going to set first day to film.
I think my call time was like 5:30. And so I set my alarm to like 4:15. I mean, you know how it is. It's early mornings. And I think our drive was like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so we drove to Circus, which is what they call base camp in Canada. Yes. Which is something that we learned. Little fun fact. It was great.
Forgot about Circus.
I know. At first I was like, is this a code name? And then I learned it's what they call base camp in Canada.
Yeah. Where was your first day at when you filmed? Was it like in the downtown area? Or was it in the barn area?
No, it wasn't the barn. It was Maple Ridge. Is that what it was called?
Maple Ridge? What scene was that? Do you remember?
It was the opening scene where I say, yay, so kind of you to join us.
Yeah. So at the studio like that.
Yeah, at the studio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember it was super fun seeing like all the equipment on the streets for like that scene. And I was like,
it's gorgeous down there.
Gosh, yeah.
I loved being in that town.
Good. Yes.
It was super fun. I had a great first day. Yeah, it was just nice meeting the whole crew and kind of like getting the show on the road a little bit. It was cool.
Yeah. So were you nervous?
No.
No. Good.
Yeah, I felt really, really just kind of supported, really supported on set. And so, I mean, I'm sure there were butterflies just because like the first day, but I don't know. I wasn't really nervous.
You weren't nervous. No. So I want to know, is it hard for you to memorize like the lines?
Nina's lines were kind of like spread out. So no, but when I'm doing an audition and it's like big chunks, then for sure.
It is hard. Yeah. Cause that's one thing. Like I was like watching all of you kids and you're just so good at it. And I'm like, how do they always know like the timing and like all of that? Like,
I also had the script since December.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. Cause when I had my last audition, I was at the full script.
Okay. Okay.
And so, I've been like reading it. Yeah.
So you knew it inside and out.
Yeah, for sure.
What was your favorite on-set memory?
Oh, that question is like so hard because I mean, how do I choose?
Top five.
Top five on-set memory. You know what? Anytime it was the J team and the P-Pack together because those days were just a party. I mean, the J team had like the best, most infectious energy and I got so close with them too and we're really not much, not in much together in the movie. And so just any time that we were all on set together, all hanging out, was really fun. And then obviously Tisha is Tisha. And you're like, I can't believe I'm in your presence right now. You're literally Tisha Campbell.
Right?
So just working with her was phenomenal.
She was so nice.
I just watched the movie and I'm like, but in real life, she's the...
So you know.
She's just the sweetest person in real life. Like, unreal. She wouldn't step on an ant.
Right.
And then Coach Poppy walks in and you're like, I'm terrified of you. I'm literally terrified of you.
So good. Such good acting.
Her comedy is so crisp.
Yeah.
I mean, I have watched the movie how many times now and I'm laughing out loud.
How many times do you think you've watched it?
Oh, four or five?
Four or five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same.
So good. So good.
Oh, this is my favorite.
It's so good.
I love
We're having watch parties this week. I think we're having four in a row.
Like are you?
Four nights
Who
in a row.
Who are you watching them with?
Like a group of my friends, another group of my friends, my mom, like our neighbors, other friends. Just, you know, everyone wants to see it.
I love it. Oh
yeah.
My gosh. So do you have snacks while you do it?
Oh, yeah. We have like the popcorn. We have watermelon last night.
You did? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What was it like working with JoJo? Like actually on set. Not in dance class, like working with her.
Yeah. Working with JoJo was everything I had dreamed of and more. And I could genuinely say that. I'm so glad that I can truly genuinely say that. And I was talking to Karen, her manager, the other night. And I was saying, I think a lot of people view JoJo as this big kid who just has so much fun. But behind closed doors, she works harder than any adult I've ever met in my life.
Thank you.
No, truly. I mean, there's just like... She's just not even human. She works so hard and she pours her heart and soul into everything. And just to be in that energy and headspace, it just makes you hungrier. It makes you want to do better in every aspect. So it's just really, really inspiring and infectious.
Thank you. It's contagious, right?
Yeah.
She's pretty fun. All right. Hardest part filming for you?
The last day, because I was so sad.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Just kind of knowing that, you know, this like DREAM of the 2 months, which it was coming to a close. I couldn't even like process going home and not being with everyone.
Yeah. And you got to stay like an extra day and you came and hung out, right?
Yeah, I did watch Change Me. I did watch You and I. So I tried to come whenever I could just to kind of support and be there. But it was really hard on the last day, which was for me, the birthday party scene.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying bye to everyone. That was really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everything else was just so much fun.
It's like when you're on a TV show, like you'll be back together again.
Exactly.
Like, the movie is done.
And we didn't get to have a wrap party or have any sort of closure because of COVID.
Yeah.
So it was just like, you're wrapped. All right. Get on a plane.
Done.
You know,
go home.
See ya.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Getting ready the other night for the premiere. What's going through your head?
Just surreal. The Friday night premiere?
Yeah.
Like I've dreamed of this and worked for this my whole life.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to like process it and soak it in. But I had this conversation with Tisha on set because she was saying how, I mean, she's had a monster of a career and she still can't like process some of the things that she gets to say that she did. Mm-hmm. And I just really felt so... lucky and just so fulfilled and happy. And yeah, I mean, I still don't, I can't believe I got the part.
You're still there.
Uh-huh. So yeah. The fact that like everything has happened, I'm just like, you say that, but it's crazy.
It's true. It's very true. Wild. Because it's hard to even get a call back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like right. So many times you submit and you hear nothing.
Exactly.
And then
most of the time you hear nothing.
You're walking the carpet and you're like one of the big stars in the movie. Like it's just so surreal.
It just feels like a dream. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I hope I pinch myself when I feel it, you know?
Yeah. Did you love doing the carpet and talking
to
the
owner? It was so cool. Yeah, it was just like, I mean, yeah, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard. I have so much more respect now for everyone, you know, who does this. But yeah, it's really cool.
All right. I'm going to quiz you.
Oh, God.
It's not very hard because I know all the answers. Okay. And I wasn't in the movie.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So I'm going to say a line and then you have to say the next line.
Okay.
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 Okay. I think she's having a flashback.
Oh no, it's in my line.
No. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Okay, I'm done. Where was I?
And I do not like Is that why you wanted me to say it? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I have to contain myself.
Take two.
Okay.
I think she's having a flashback. I am. I'm almost done. Okay, I'm done. Where was I?
Oh, I know. And I do not like Lita JoJo.
Yes. So good. I love how you just snap into it. What? Her little neck goes.
My 8-year-old cousin goes, Julia, why does Nina move her neck like that? And I was like, you have to ask Nina. I don't know. She goes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eyebrows go. Okay, this one might be a little harder.
Okay.
Coach Poppy. You are
afraid. It took me a minute.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Now make like Beyonce and
get in formation.
Yes. Very good. Okay. One more. It's not you. It's me.
Oh, who am I kidding? It's totally you.
Very good. You got 4 for 4.
Yes. JT fan over here.
Really good. All right. Favorite line in the movie of yours.
Of my, oh, I mean, come on.
I mean.
Come on. It was just so much fun.
So good.
Yeah.
Favorite line of the movie of someone else's.
You know what? I was thinking about this last night. Uh-huh. I think it's when Tisha looks at the poster and she goes, I look good. I mean, it's so funny.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Okay.
But she had a few other ones. I can't remember.
Every line that she has.
Oh my gosh. So good.
My favorite one is Gigi.
JoJo.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh. Favorite scene.
I mean, the stunt was so cool because I've done trapeze in the past, uh-huh. but I've never flown. Uh-huh. And so that was just like, I had no idea I was getting to do it until it kind of was happening. And good thing I wasn't afraid of heights because that would have been a problem. I had an amazing stunt double, but I still got to fly.
And you're dancing while you're doing it?
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
That was so much fun. That was such a fun night. I mean, the stunt was so cool. Any scene where we were all together, honestly, where the J team and the PPAC were there.
You liked it was, all that.
Yeah. Because we all got so close. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally within seconds of meeting each other, we're like.
So good.
Yeah. And what's funny is that we never had any in-person auditions.
Right.
And the fact that the chemistry was that great is just so wonderful. And I think that goes to our casting directors.
I think so too. Yep. They found really good, talented, nice kids.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite song?
Change Me. Hello.
Really?
Nobody can change me. It's so good.
Okay.
It is. I mean, that song is iconic.
I love it.
It's an anthem. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
See, I can't pick between Change Me and Dance to the Day.
They're all so good.
And One Chance. Like, I love
One Chance. Gives me a little PTSD. It's funny because my cousin's obsessed with it. I'm just like, all of the push-ups and sit-ups.
Was that a really hard number to film?
You know what? No, we didn't film it as many times as we were all expecting.
Okay.
I thought that was going to be the hardest day. Uh-huh. I was going into that day being like, deep breath, like it's going to be okay. But it really, I think the hardest was a jump rope dance for sure.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That would have to be so hard.
That was hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like stressing about not kind of getting stuck in it and
whatever happens to happen.
But luckily it turned out great. So.
Turned out really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm proud of it.
So was that your favorite dance in the movie, the jump rope one? Or what was your favorite dance?
That I'm in?
Yeah.
The cargo dance.
Oh, okay.
That one, yeah, okay. was so much fun. Okay. Yeah.
Does that one have a name? I don't think it does.
I don't think it does.
No.
I don't think it does, yeah.
The cargo one. The cargo dance.
The cargo dance, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Favorite wardrobe?
That I wear?
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, Nina wears a lot of gray. She wears a lot of black.
Cinder blocks, storm clouds.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like the most anti-JoJo costume she could wear. I think the white. So for the jump rope.
The jump rope
was my favorite outfit. Just that was really fun. I got to wear that in the press shoot, which was really cool.
I liked the one where it was in the beginning and you're like...
Oh,
I like that one.
That was fun too.
Yes. Yes. You're like, how nice of you to join. Yes, I love it. All right, Crafty was a little different. I was telling these guys about the sandwich break. When that happened, the first day I was like, what?
Yeah, I love the sandwich break.
We did too.
Yeah,
yes, so sandwich like, break. Sandwich break twice
a day. It's like hearing recess when you're in elementary school. Like, sandwich break.
It was so good. And they'd be like, what kind of sandwich do you want?
I know.
Like, I don't know. Surprise me.
Oh my gosh. Eli, one of our ADs, was the sweetest human. And he would text me, Julia, because I'm vegan. So he would say, I left a vegan sandwich on your chair. Like, Eli, you have the key to my heart. I mean, he was so sweet.
So you're vegan?
Yeah.
When did you become vegan?
4 years ago.
Really? Yeah. Good for you.
Thanks. I just remember those veggie sandwiches were so good.
They were good.
They were so good. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they had a great selection at Crafty.
Yeah. Yeah. They did really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do like with your free time when you were in Canada? What were some of the fun things you remember doing?
Well, we couldn't do much because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So my mom and I got out a tiny, tiny bit just when there was like no one around. Huh? We went to the Capilano Suspension Bridge.
Oh, fun.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
We went to Whistler, but everything was closed.
Okay.
But yeah, we were just kind of like, I mean, there wasn't really much in the town that we were in. So
I asked security, I'm like, is there like a mall here? And he goes, no, please
don't go there. Yeah, no.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was so cute that we quarantined in Vancouver.
That street was so cute. Yeah.
I would just kind of like work on the dances or just try to rest because the days were long. I mean, 15-hour days. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think the cast or the crew had longer days?
Probably the crew.
That's what I would think too. Yeah. But it's
to get there to set up and clean up.
So hard because you guys' days were so long.
Yeah.
Like unreal. Because I remember we were leaving and Joy would have like 2 hours left. And
oh,
I knew
I'm sure.
She got there like 2 hours before. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like a zombie.
I know.
It was so much.
Yeah. And we filmed the movie in 20 days, which is mind blowing. It's a 90-minute movie.
With musical numbers.
With musical numbers.
Unreal.
That we learned in our hotel room in quarantine.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
So crazy. What's your favorite line that JoJo said in the movie?
Oh, I don't know. A favorite line that JoJo said. I have to think about that one.
Okay. All right. Do you have a favorite Tisha line?
Yeah. When she says, I look good. Or besides that, I like when she goes, and she's still talking. That one's really good.
She's still talking.
Oh, you know what was so funny? When Heather and Joe are playing the judges.
Yes.
And then Tisha comes up and she's like bobbing her head while we're dancing. She's just brilliant.
She's like, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
So good. There were some other ones though. Can I think for a second?
Of course you can. Yes.
Because I was just watching it the other night.
Oh, Tisha.
She's just so good.
I want to watch Little Shop of Horrors now.
I know. Mm-hmm. I've been watching Martin.
Yeah. I want to watch that too. Yeah.
It's just on TV. So I make my breakfast. I'm like, there's Tisha.
Okay. You're way too young for this, but there was a show in like the 80s called Rags to Riches. Have you heard of it? And it was on NBC and it was about this millionaire guy that adopted these like 10 girls. Mm-hmm. And it was like a musical show. It was like singing and dancing. And she's one of the kids on that show.
Wow.
You got to YouTube it. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
She was in Mamma Mia at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, and she played. Actually, this is a cool story.
Uh huh.
We figured this out. So she, what did she play in Mamma Mia? She was one of like the three like
leads.
Yeah. So when I was 14, I had a friend in that. My mom and I went and saw it. And you've been to the Hollywood Bowl, right? Like, it's huge.
Unreal.
It's unreal. And I just remember thinking, because Steph Cameron was in that, and Jaime Camille, who I love, and I just remember sitting, like, all the way in the back thinking, like, I want to do that one day.
Uh-huh.
And we were on set filming the jump rope dance on the J team, and Tisha mentions Corbin Blue, and they did Mamma Mia together. And I'm thinking, he was Mamma Mia at the... Tisha, did you do Mamma Mia at the Hollywood Bowl?
Uh-huh.
And we figured out that she was in it, and I found my playbill, and there she is. Oh, and so God. Just so full circle and so
it's
many
crazy,
ways.
Right?
Crazy.
Yeah. Do you have anything upcoming that you want
to
talk about?
Right now, I'm just trying to like soak in everything that's going on.
I love that. Okay.
I'm training a lot. I just started doing voiceover classes, which have been fun.
Yeah. I love that.
Just trying to like, you know, change it up.
And you can like work in your pajamas and just like.
Oh, speaking of working in my pajamas, I did like the entire. All the Zoom sessions for the JT in my pajama right? bottoms.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Zoom.
And when we were going to Canada, I was like, I need pants. I haven't worn pants in like a year. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's incredible. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being on my podcast today.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm so happy we got to know you, and I hope there's a JT part two and we get to see more of Nina, but I mean, so good.
Does
so
Nina
talented.
Find her sparkle? That's what the fans want
to
know.
Does she join the J team?
Does she join the J team? What do you think?
I mean, she should.
She should?
Yeah. I feel like she should join it at the end of part two.
Yeah.
And she should try to stick with Poppy, but then she should realize that.
Yeah. You know. Can I tell you my theory for Nina?
What's your theory?
This is my theory. So when Nina and JoJo were growing up, JoJo always had a special connection to Val.
Yeah.
And Nina just was always wanted that kind of like connection with the dance teacher. And she was also just always jealous of JoJo's ability just to be herself and love who she is. And that's why when Coach Poppy comes in, Nina's like, oh my God, I have to be.
This is her opportunity.
This is her opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the reason why Nina is just rude and blunt to JoJo is because deep down she's just insecure and she wishes she was able to just have the confidence and self-expression that JoJo has. Yeah. So hopefully in the sequel she finds her sparkle.
Yeah.
She will.
Deep down she's a good kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you gotta have the mean girl.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta have that little
yeah, blood. Just to spice things up.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the same without her. No. And I think it's really cool that a sweet girl played a mean girl.
Thank you.
Major acting there. Major acting.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions, Miranda or Jaden?
I'm curious if you took home any souvenirs from set, like what you remember the experience by.
Ooh.
Something like tangible.
Yeah. I feel like I definitely took things home from set. Jassa, who I forget his position, but he was in the crew.
Yeah.
He gave me the list of all of like the cameras, and he also gave me a list of everyone's color for their tape.
Oh.
Yeah, which is super cool. And that was on one of the cameras.
Yeah.
And so it's like a kind of souvenir that I have on my wall. Oh. I have a little J-Team area in my room.
You do?
When,
like a little shrine.
I mean, it's not little. It's actually like quite, it's literally half of my wall. But when the poster came out, I took it to CVS and I blew it up very large.
You did?
Yes. Oh. And so now it's huge in my room and I've framed the first page of the script.
Oh,
I just like to have what makes me happy on my walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had everyone sign like a frame and I put a photo in the middle. And so I'm always like looking at the J team in my room. But oh my God, this is actually funny. So when we were in Canada, I had an audition because that's the actor's life.
You're
literally always auditioning. And I didn't have a shirt for this particular character. And so one night we were rapping and we went into the wardrobe trailer and I'm like, can I just look around? And I was like, sure. And so I find this shirt that was perfect for the character. And it had Sunny on it because it was one of Maya's shirts ended up wearing.
Yeah.
I ended up getting to keep it. And now I wear it for a ton of auditions. Aww. And it literally still says Sunny.
Sunny.
Yes. So it's just like fun that, you know.
Yeah. 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 Did you take any of your wardrobe?
Nina's wardrobe isn't exactly what I would choose to wear. So no. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Is your hair naturally curly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So that was your natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. So pretty.
Yeah. I'm glad that they let me do that.
Yeah, really.
Britt and Akina were my hair artist and Akina the makeup artist were phenomenal.
So good.
So good.
So good. How many people do you think were on the crew?
Oh. 100?
I would have said well over 100.
Yeah.
Like people have no idea how many people.
Oh my gosh.
It's unreal. All right. Anything else? Are we good?
I do have another question.
Okay. All right, you guys. Miranda has another question.
Was there anything you did after it wrapped to treat yourself? Like you and your mom? Did you go shopping? Go anywhere special to celebrate?
The PPAC, we did have dinner at the hotel that night.
Nice.
We saw Nia Fraser.
Oh, Nia Fraser,
She was just filming a Lifetime movie, and she walked, like, hey.
Yeah.
Small world in Langley. You just run into friends in Langley.
I mean, crazy. She told me Because we were talking while she was there, and we mm-hmm. left, and she was still there. The night we left, the whole hotel lost all power.
Yeah, yeah. She said that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy. Super so crazy. Dark. Super scary.
And you guys had a flood.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys went through it all.
Give me home.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So crazy.
I don't... You know what? I had a really hard adjustment going home.
Did you?
If I'm being honest. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it took me a solid... My mom's like, yeah, I know. I was there. It took me a solid 3 weeks to like... I mean, it's hard when you're plucked out of quarantine
yes.
for a year
yes.
into your literal dreams mm-hmm. for 2 months, living in a different country, mm-hmm. staying in a hotel with all these people who are now your family, mm-hmm. working 15 hours a day. Like, it's a lot. And then just being plucked back into your life, you're like, whoa. It kind of uh-huh. felt like coming out of quarantine again, mm-hmm. honestly, mm-hmm. because we were.
Yeah.
So, but then I kind of got back into the swing of things, and it was nice, obviously, to see my dad and my brother and our dogs.
Did we you miss your dogs?
Oh my God.
What kind of dogs do you have?
Tweenies.
Oh.
Yeah. Chihuahua Dash Hounds. Yeah. No. And my grandma and like our friends and family, but
yeah.
I would give anything to be back.
I know. Yeah. Right? It's so crazy fun. How it just like, it comes and you're waiting and you're waiting, and then it's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. And then when it's over, you're like, wait. What?
What do I,
like,
yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
Yes.
Should I just
yes.
wake up at 7 a.m. and like do one chance by myself now? I don't know.
Because yeah. I asked one of my friends as a producer, and we had just filmed a TV show together, and it was the same feeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, why do I feel like this every time? And yeah. he's like, because you're on a freight train
mm-hmm.
and it literally throws you off.
Yeah.
But the train keeps moving because it's life.
Yep.
And he's like, but you're literally off the train you were yep. just on. And
in theater, it's post-show depression.
Yeah.
And it's real. I mean, when you're working that intensely with people who you're making this art with,
yeah,
and then it's just over. Mm-hmm. And what's cool about film is like, we got to look forward to it coming out. And then luckily we got to perform and be yeah. together again. I miss all the people from Canada so much,
yeah,
but
that was nice to see them.
Really so nice to see them. Yeah. Them. Yeah. But it's hard. But
it's really then, hard.
You know, you yeah. keep going.
Yeah. So did you treat yourself to anything?
I wish I could say I did. I you don't did? Think I did.
Okay.
Did
okay.
I? No. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jojo and I always do like a I survived. Like we survived.
What was your I survived?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember what it was for this one. But we always are like, we survived. And so we get like a gift or a
yeah.
pair of shoes. Oh. Or like, you know what I mean? Just something.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the gifts before we went to Canada.
Did you?
After I booked out, I was like, I'm going to the store. And I just got like a whole new wardrobe. And yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. 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 It was fun.
Well, thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you for
I'm
having
so
me.
Happy to have you. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Lots of roles, hopefully more with JoJo and more fun stuff.
Yes.
And thank you all so much for watching. Success yes. with Jess. Make sure you go follow Julia on all her socials.
Thank
and you.
You
have a YouTube channel, right?
I do. And yeah. I actually made a ton of behind the scenes content from
awesome.
Filming. So I'm working on getting that out right now.
Yeah.
But I was actually editing right before I came. The video I made from behind the scenes at the premiere rehearsal.
Ooh, I want to see that.
So
one.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. And my mom and I, we made a video. We went and saw the billboards for the first time, and it's very dramatic. But that's like genuinely how we were feeling. So it's just fun to have those memories
it's
like
fun.
Bottled up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's really fun.
And
so
shared.
You guys, make sure you check out our YouTube yeah. channel too. Thank you so much for watching this podcast. Remember, the most important thing is love your life today and every day. Thank you. Bye.